Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Agulcher dictating an endoscopy report on David Lund, date of birth 11-8-1951, date of procedures December 21st, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Agulcher. Do you have a referring physician is Dr. Arnold Fleischman? Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, hot snare polypectomy, comma, gold biopsy, polypectomy and cold biopsies. Indication is screening for colon cancer, comma, FOBT positive stools. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy, were explained to the patient. Period, the patient's breast is in endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care. Period, digital rectal exam was normal. Period, or well lubricated. Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complements of the folds. Period, careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflexia was obtained of the rectum. Period, bowel preparation was good, with the Boston bowel prep score of 8, 2-3-3, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Period, withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings, number one, there were two ascending colon breast cell polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Period. Both were approximately 8 millimeters in size. Next line, there was an approximately 1.2 centimeter cecal polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there were two hepatic flexure sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. One was approximately 6 millimeters in size, another was approximately 7 millimeters in size. Next line, there was approximately 8 millimeter transverse colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter transverse colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 6 millimeter descending colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter descending colon polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 6 millimeter sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, at 30 centimeters from the anal verge in the sigmoid colon, there was an approximately 2 centimeter pedunculated polyp with a thicker base removed with hot snare polypectomy in piecemeal fashion. Next line, tattoo was placed in this area. Just distal to this area. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy on retroflexion. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was diverticulosis on the left side. Next line, in the hepatic flexure, there was approximately 1 centimeter lipoma. This was biopsied bite on bite, and there was evidence of fat extruding from the area that was biopsied. Period. Next line, plan. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 to 6 months time for reevaluation of the area of the sigmoid colon 2 centimeter polyp that was taken piecemeal. Next line, given FOBT positive stools, would also recommend an upper endoscopy for evaluation. Next line, recommend high fiber diet and fiber supplementation as well as good water intake. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.